author Mark Shulman. He knows a lot about writing for kids, over 150 children's books, bringing his trademark sense of humor to two of the latest installments in the Show Me History graphic novel series. Walt Disney, the magical innovator, and Susan B. Anthony, champion for voting rights. Let's talk about it. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your success thus far. I like this more than 150 well-loved books for kids of all ages, but I bet adults like them as well.
Yeah, actually, a lot of adults don't want to admit it, but children's books are just more pleasurable, and you get to get through them faster.
Yes, thank you for that. Well, here we are, you with what's described as the graphic novel biography of famous people in the Show Me History series. Give me the overall look here.
Okay, these are graphic novels are essentially comic books that have a lot more functional information in them. And because they're presented in a book form, they follow the life of a character, an individual from the beginning to the end. We want the look to be fresh. We have our illustrators who have a good sense of humor. It's not dry. These aren't your classic comics. These are meant to really pop off the page. And they are paced more like a movie because we go from scene to scene quickly. We get the real meat of a character's life and a life that has interesting little tidbits that you maybe wouldn't find anywhere else. So we hit the key points, but we want to bring in things that we find interesting that you wouldn't expect to know about somebody. Did you know, for instance, that Susan B. Anthony didn't have a home for 50 years? She just traveled and lived in other people's.
Which is part of, you're a dedicated researcher. You dig deep to find these interesting. And let's bring humor in. You have a humorous perspective, a funny fact about a subject's life in an appropriate way, I trust.
Yeah, absolutely. For instance, with Susan B. Anthony, because she did not have a home, she lived out of a trunk. So this trunk became a big part of the story. Wherever she's going from place to place, she's dragging it with one handle, and it's going thump, thump, thump on the ground behind her. And it just kind of shows you that she's going from place to place. And she also, was somebody who could really raise her voice. So we have her being able to talk over just about anybody else throughout the whole book. And it has some funny moments.
Nice. What do you have to share when it comes to Walt Disney?
Well, I can tell you that Walt Disney failed a lot. Oh. There's a man with some perseverance. He went bankrupt. He broke a couple of companies. He was down to selling his camera to get train fare to go to out from Kansas City out to Hollywood, where his brother happened to live. And even during the time of Disney, they were they wanted to keep Walt away from the money as much as possible because he kept spending it.
Talking about a couple of new releases, Show Me History, graphic novels, the series Walt Disney, the Magical Innovator, and Susan B. Anthony, champion for voting rights. Author Mark Shulman on the line. Go into the benefits of the graphic novel, how they help kids learn, Mark.
Well, kids are going to learn more from reading than they are from a screen because the way you retain when you read. And so we're taking advantage of the way that visuals can help support the reading. And so if you were to go through the book and it were in a language you didn't read, you'd still get a pretty good idea of the person's life. And by keeping the pictures lively and using the kind of techniques that you use in movies, you're going to have a lot more chance of retaining their attention. And then finally, when you're reading a book that has a lot of color in it and a lot of funny faces and interesting things going on, you're likelier to keep going on. The info is in little bits as opposed to one long page. And I've written a lot of long pages, and I can tell you that it's no easier to write a short graphic novel with the balloons than it is to put the whole page together. But it really is more rewarding at the end to be able to take a look at your work and see the story as well as read it.
Yeah. And well, I mean, I know you love movies, and that has to affect your work now, this graphic novel format that fits your style of storytelling, yes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was a film history major in college, and I thought that I was going to make movies. But I ended up enjoying the writing more than I did trying to get 90 people to do what you want them to do, which is the hard part about making a film. And so with this, with these books, I get to what I write is a script. I write a movie script, and it's got the action on one side. It's got the text on the other. It's got all the special effect sounds. And by the time it's done, it's almost identical.
Well, again, a great way to become acquainted with or reacquainted with Walt Disney. Susan B. Anthony, who's next on your Show Me History book?
Well, the art for George Washington is almost finished.
Yeah.
Albert Einstein is almost done. Relativity really put a few years on me. And heading into Anne Frank and Frida Kahlo as well. Other books that are coming out pretty soon, we've just brought out Babe Ruth. Ben Franklin just came out, and we have Sacagawea on deck for to come out pretty soon as well as Helen Keller. So we've been trying to get a broad range of people and experiences, and it's been a great deal of fun because there's just something interesting in all their stories. Walt Disney had a large train in his backyard that he could sit on. So each train car was half the size of a washing machine. And going around, he had 6-7 cars on this thing. It had a tunnel that went under the flower bed. When you learn this, you start to really see that how much these people would, you know, live interesting lives beyond what they're famous for.
Show Me History! Exclamation mark. Your latests are out, these new graphic novel biographies of famous people. Mark Shulman, how do we find out more information?
Well, you go to showmehistory.com, where you can find the list of books. There are reading guides. There's a little background information about the kids. There's a video to watch and a chance to see what's coming up next. And also, we're having, the authors themselves, Jim Buckley and I, are, you know, available to talk to classrooms or to groups when needed. So showmehistory.com is the place to get started, and the books are for sale at all major bookstores.
Wonderful. Keeping history alive. Thank you, Mark.